From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij. That's near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President, Hillary Clinton, while campaigning, said she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election scheduled for November the 8th. Officials and Taliban sources in Afghanistan confirming the Islamist insurgency has overrun another district in the southern Helmand province, which borders Pakistan. Speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity, security officials in Afghanistan confirmed. This is VOA News. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens have fled their homes due to the violence there and are now facing worsening conditions. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reporting from Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Sayed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th. A mission of 10,000 troops unable to intervene in the battles in the capital Juba between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those who back the former first vice president Riek Machar because both are equipped with heavy weapons. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced more than 2 million. Pope Francis continuing his five-day visit to Poland, where today he celebrated Mass before a crowd gathered at a park in Krakow.
Buenos días a todos ustedes. El Señor hoy nos quiere hacer sentir más profundamente.
The Pope greeted all those who had gathered for the liturgy and offered them a papal blessing. On Friday, the Pope walked in silence through the Nazi death camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau. More than 1 million people died there during World War II. Most of them victims were Jews. Pope met individually with elderly survivors of that camp. The state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these 4 cases involves a woman, and the other 3 cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in southern U.S. states, including Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with congenital defect, known as microcephaly, abnormally small heads. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.